This is Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
Hi, this is Leon J. Delisle, the creator and producer of An Airman Story. You can catch our show several times each week on Warbird Radio. But for more information on our project, please log on now to AnAirmanStory.com. We are a 501c3 corporation and depend solely upon your gifts. If you would like to help us preserve history, visit us online today and make a donation. Many thanks.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
What America did for me, I treasure deep in my heart. I never dared to dream that someday I would be wearing the uniforms of two great air forces, that I would complete three distinguished military schools, accumulating some 8,000 flying hours in some 85 different types of aircraft. Yes, I was able to really achieve and accomplish all this with the opportunity given to me by Uncle Sam and the American people. And my gratitude to this great country is too great to express in words how I feel in my heart.
The Logbook Series featuring Steve Paisanos. Available now at AeroCinema.com.
Second gas and hollered ass. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and today is August 31st, 2010. Man, where's this summer gone? I'll tell you. Glad you're here listening to the show tonight. If you're listening live, we're glad you're tuned in. And if you're listening to the podcast, we're glad you found us that way, too. Got a special guest tonight. I want to welcome Bob LaServe of Laser Design Services. Welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show, Bob.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. Very well.
Good. Glad to hear that. We're certainly glad you could join us tonight. You know, I kind of discovered you myself about a year ago when you and I started emailing back and forth a little bit. And by the way, Bob is Laser Design Services is a supporting vendor on RC Scale Builder, so be sure and check them out under the vendor section if you're browsing around. But you know, I love going to your site and looking around. If nothing else, just a window shop. You know, I'd love to have it all, obviously, but you got so much cool stuff on your website. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about how Laser Design Services came about and maybe, you know, how it started up and what your philosophy is?
Sure. Well, it was all an enormous accident. Really. I'd retired, and I was determined to get hold of some technology. And I really wanted to do 3D lithography, you know, with the plastic molding, and because I was used to tooling in the job I was doing. But I ended up buying a laser. Didn't know what to do with it. So, and of course, I'm an active member in our club here at Rockwall. And one of my buddies was wandering around and said, well, I'm going to get a turbine. And I said, ooh, turbine, that sounds interesting. And he said, yeah, I got a turbine. Got a plan. I said, I'll build it for you, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's not a builder, he's a flyer. So he got the kit. I won't mention it because it was a dog, but we built it and flew it. And I got all excited and decided I wanted to be a turbine man too. So I got a turbine, built the same plane. In fact, I cloned it out of parts that he'd broken. And we bought another one and built them. Well, they flew. Once you learned how to fly them, and I said, man, I could do better than this. So I thought about it, and then I had a design I'd done for IMA, 80-inch pattern plane out of an old design back in the 60s, mm-hmm. which is a very successful plane. And I built that, and I thought, well, I can that's just the right size. So I made a new fuselage for the wings and tail.
Yeah.
Flew it, and it flew so well, I said, man, this is really good. And I said, well, I wonder if we could get it. So that's where we started.
Gotcha.
Decided that's... to learn how to cut parts of the laser, and then started kitting the old Jetmac 60.
Well, that's neat. That's neat. You know, it's funny how we all kind of fall into things like that.
Oh, yeah. It was a pure accident.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a keen air motor builder, you know, flyer. And, uh-huh. And then we got into turbines, and that really got me excited.
You know, one thing that's kind of interesting I noticed about your website, which, by the way, folks, if you'd like to visit Bob's site, you can find him in the vendor section of RC Scale Builder, or you can find him under the episode post of the RC Scale Builder show, a link to his site, or you can just go to laser-designs-services.com. But what's interesting about your site, I think, compared to others, is you actually go into pretty good detail about what you offer as far as, you know, different kits that are available. And you kind of, it looks like you kind of target some of the, obviously you do the popular things, but obviously you target some of the things that other people don't do as far as kits.
Yeah. Well, when I started, I said, well, we got the Jetmac. And then, so I went and found every plan I could find that I already had of a jet type airplane.
Gotcha.
And see if they could be either converted to turbine, made a turbine. And I've collected plans over the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we started producing basically jets,
right.
Like the F-100, and I did all the conversions for a turbine and et cetera, and just put them out there. And then, of course, I get inquiries. People say, can you change this? And I found some wonderful plans, I think, by a guy named Anderson.
Mm-hmm. David Anderson.
Yeah, forget his first name. I'm sorry.
It's David. And, yeah.
Yeah, TA-152, I think is what it is, and an LH-6. They're such beautiful plants.
Right.
And I mean, they're just beautiful, and they're so easy to work with. Some of the plans I get are not.
Yeah.
And I pride myself also the plans. I'm not sure how other laser cutters do it, but they just do the parts they can see on the plans.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of parts you can't see that are hidden, like outlines of elevators, wingtips. So I make a real busy builder's job because I'm a builder, saying, well, the guy would have to get a bunch of blocks to do this. Well, I'm not going to do it. I'll laminate it at a quarter, and you can just laminate them together, already cut out, and that's kind of how I do it.
Right. I got you. Well, you know, I have one of your Bristol Bowfighter kits John Ransom, you know.
They're electric conversion. Old-fashioned electric, of course.
And I was going to tell you, you know, that I got to looking at that kit after you sent it to me, and it's actually very nicely cut and very nicely done. And I'm impressed the tabs that you put on it and everything. That's a pretty nice little feature there.
Yeah, a lot of them are deficient, and some have parts missing completely, like elevator ribs. They just say, well, stick a bit of wood in, I guess, and carve it. Well, a lot of people are builders, but, man, that's like going too far, you know?
Yeah.
So I got to make it, I think, easy to construct. It's the same as my Jetmax. They just snap together. There's no building, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You spend more time covering it than you do building it.
That's right. Well, folks, if you'd like to join in the discussion, and if you have a question for Bob or would like to comment or ask him anything about his business, you can give us a call at 478-787-4768, Skype us at Warbird Radio, or you can send me an email to live@rcscalebuilder.com, and we'll read your question on air. What about custom laser cutting? Obviously, I guess you do that since it's listed on the site. You do a lot of that? Do you run across a lot of it?
I'm working with several well-known designers, mm-hmm. and have done, and who are redoing their plans, as you might say, from fiberglass to wood.
Right.
So that takes a lot of development. We're still drawing on, and other people who want to take a existing plan but convert it into a electric, so I do that, and I've got so basically we toss ideas backwards and forwards how to do this, and a lot of the plans that are not on my site, that are private to another person, have no cowls, so we're trying to figure out how can we generate the cowl so you can build it yourself rather than worrying about not having a fiberglass cowl, which is annoying, you know?
Right, right. Yep,
so, absolutely. Yeah, so people call me. I've done several. Yeah, well, can you cut the price? Yeah, sure. I've done private work for drones, you know, as well.
Uh-huh.
And people who are developing fiberglass airplanes. Lots of stuff.
Lots of fun stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got the AutoCAD capability, and I'm now conversant with 3D, so I'm all 3D now.
Right.
My new one, the TSR-2, which I'm busy working on, the turbine, is all 3D.
Well, let me ask you something. If someone approaches you about custom work, let's say one of our listeners has a set of plans that maybe is not readily available as a laser cut kit and would like you to cut it, what kind of information do you need to know from them to be able to do that?
Well, I got to see the plans. That's
right.
Basically it. And if they can get them in electronic form by scanning them at your local Office Place, Office Max, or Office Depot, if they've got one, and give me the file, that's all I need. And then I can look at it and give them a quote, and if they like it or not, you know what I mean?
Right, sure.
And if it's but the proviso of the plan is, looks pretty good and I like it, I'll put it on my site also, if they don't mind.
Right.
With their permission, you know. And obviously I do not sell plans. Every one of my kits, if the plans has to be available, like Nick Zeroli, you know,
mm-hmm.
He's been very kind to me, and I make sure that, you know, I do not sell plans.
Right. Okay. Well, that fills us in pretty good, you know, about what kind of services you offer. You know, something that was interesting that I've noticed on your site is you actually sell some designing/performance software for
pumps. Oh, yeah, I'm very proud of that.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, I'm an inveterate collector. I've collected technical articles, I mean, going back 30 years, probably, mm-hmm. you know, since before a lot of people were born, as you might say. And I was overseas at the time. And one of those jobs where you're gone for 10 days and you're back for 2 weeks doing basically nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I was sitting there, I said, well, what if I could make a slide rule? So I started figuring out how to make a slide rule. And I took all these formulas that I knew that worked. They were basic, you know, nothing exotic. But I managed to convert it into a circular slide rule, which is not easy, I might say. And that was my first go at AutoCAD. Seriously, AutoCAD Lite. That's many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and I got back here after a few years offshore and decided to produce this slide rule. And that went on, and then I got interested in Visual Basic. And I wondered if I could, there was one item I had to figure out how to do, or else nothing would work. And that's be able to read back the coordinates off the screen from the mouse. You're familiar with that, right?
Right, absolutely.
Right. Well, that's not so trivial, but it turns out there is an easy way in Visual Basic, but until you find it out, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So once I did that, I just taught myself Visual Basic 5 and created the software.
Okay.
And it contains all the slide rule plus a bunch more, and the scale guys out there, there's a very important section on scale scaling up or scaling down,
uh-huh.
because the numbers, as you know, they are not linear.
Right.
Dimensions are linear, but area is square, and then the power is to the root 3.2 and stuff, and all sorts of queer things, right?
Right.
And I find it invaluable. Someone says, well, I need to go up 1.2%, or I need to double the power. How big should I make it? I said, no problem. I said, yeah, it needs to be 1.35. You know, that's the size you need. And that is very handy for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I absolutely. Do that all the time, scaling up, scaling down.
Right.
And it's got to be right.
Absolutely.
So the scale section, and then I did another one, which if some people are interested in cube loading. I see it in the magazines a lot.
Yep.
And it incorporates all that.
Gotcha.
And with the curves, it's a square. So you can plot, and if you want it to fly, if you can put it right smack in the middle, it'll tell you all the parameters, the wing area, the size, the loading, the horsepower, all you need to get it to fly.
Right.
Especially for scale.
Gotcha.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, that's nice to have all that information available in one program. It's
it's got, the, well, obviously, stalling speeds and wing areas and cube loading and scale factors and even altitude density, which is not so trivial.
Right.
Because people do understand that.
Yeah.
You go up in the air, it's harder to fly.
Sure, absolutely. But you also offer a few of those functions on your website, I noticed, too.
Yeah, that was when I first started learning JavaScript.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the same equations. I thought, well, I wonder if it works, and it does. Once I figured out how to do math in JavaScript, it was pretty easy.
Right.
It's just a square block on the screen. That's not, doesn't even take any programming.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's the same principle.
And that program...
Sorry?
I was going to say, that program's 1995, is that correct?
Okay, the software one is 1995, right.
Okay.
The one with all the stuff on the site is free, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it's still out there, I can't remember. My flying partner is my webmaster.
I gotcha.
He's a professional in that business, so that's why our site looks so good. If it was me, it would look pretty bad.
I understand, believe me. Well, look, man, we have a question here from John in North Carolina. He says, I see you sell Bill Effinger plans. Can all the kits be cut in the list?
In lift, did you say?
He wants to know if all the Bill Effinger plans can be cut that are in the PDF list, I guess.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Okay.
Now, there's a guy who owns the plants.
Okay.
And as a courtesy, and I've been doing a few for him, but they're, like I said, they're private, so I don't put them on my website.
Right.
They're personal to him, but I put the link in, so if anybody's really interested, they can go through the, get the PDF and say, yeah. And if he talks to the owner, and the owner will get back with me. I mean, we're doing one today, you know.
Cool.
Laird Super Solution for
okay.
a customer.
That's awesome.
So yes, the answer is absolutely yes.
Okay, good deal.
Yes.
Well, folks,
I've done about 8 or 9 or 10 of his designs, but they're not on my website because for obvious reasons, you know.
Right. I see what you're saying. Well, folks, if you'd like to join in the conversation or have a question for Bob, give us a call at 478-787-4768, or Skype us at Warbird Radio, or you can email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com. Bob, what's the best way to get in touch with you if people want to ask you some questions directly?
Email is the best bet.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
obviously, our website has a connection, and it comes through my webmaster, so there might be a slight delay, but not very long. But if they want to come direct, then just go straight to my Limey Bob email.
Right. That's interesting. I'm really glad that you're able to come on the show tonight. I think you're probably one of the resources for scale builders that's out there that a lot of people don't know about that need to know about you because you offer so many great services. And we really need
scale.
So do I. it's great. I really enjoy it. Well, look, I guess we're going to cut it short here and take a break in just a minute, but I wanted to thank you for coming on the show. And folks, we'll have a link to – we have a link posted to Bob's website on the episode thread on rcscalebuilder.com. I had to think about what to call it. And you can check him out there, or you can just simply go to laser-design-services.com and check them out and be sure and tell them you heard about them on the RC Scale Builder Show. And will you come back and let us know when you get some more, any new news with your business or new offerings or whatever?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you back anytime. Well, look, thanks a lot for coming on, Bob, and we'll definitely be talking again to you soon, I hope.
Okay, well, Mike, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to do this.
Well, it was my pleasure, my friend, and thank you for coming on. And you have a good evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, stick around. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we get back, we'll have Mr. Ron Berg with his DVD review for this week and lots more. So stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Warbird Radio.
Now showing on aerocinema.com.
What America did for me, I treasure deep in my heart. I never dared to dream that someday I would be wearing the uniforms of two great air forces, that I would complete three distinguished military schools, accumulating some 8,000 flying hours in some 85 different types of aircraft. Yes, I was able to really achieve and accomplish all this with the opportunity given to me by Uncle Sam and the American people. And my gratitude to this great country is too great to express in words how I feel in my heart.
The Logbook Series featuring Steve Paisanos. Available now at aerocinema.com.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for WIC's Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcasts throughout the week. You've been on the WIC's Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. WIC's wants to hear from you. Again, that's WIC's Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
This is Warbird Radio.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and glad you could join us tonight. Just finished up our interview with Bob LaServe of Laser Design Services, and what a nice guy. He's very accommodating and has a wide selection of products on his site, so be sure and check him out. Once again, his website is laser-design-services.com. I believe we have our good friend and another Texan on the line with us tonight, Mr. Ron Berg. How are you tonight?
Oh, Mr. Chilson, how are you tonight? I'm doing well.
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, my friend. What you got for us tonight?
Well, tonight I want to talk about one of Dave Platt's video sets. I had planned on talking about a book on plastic injection molding, but work has just been brutal lately and haven't had time to sit down and really go through the book and study it. Mm-hmm. So do something I'm familiar with. And I want to talk tonight about the jet set. It's a departure from the norm for Dave. Normally his video offerings are 3-volume sets. This one is actually a 5-volume set, and it has a number suggests it's just literally full of information. It starts off like all of the rest of them. He's going to build an airplane, and in this case, he's building a Hawker Hunter. And he starts off, he shows you his process for gathering information and how he does his research through books, and he likes to get a plastic model, something that gives him a good representation of the shape of the plane that he's going to be designing and building. And he gives you a really, really good description of turbines and all the turbine components. So anybody that's new to jets or new or wants to get into it that doesn't really have a good solid knowledge of it, he shows you what everything is and how they interact, how they work together, and basically what their function is. This video is like all the rest of them. It's just full of information, but it's full of tips, how-tos for things that that will acquire, you know, that will apply to most any kind of modeling. It is structured for jets, and it is aimed at jets, but it is just full of stuff that is going to be useful to everybody. Like a good example is he shows how he builds a fuel tank. It's a common problem with people when they're building a model of trying to find a fuel tank that'll fit, one that has as much capacity as they need and that will fit in a specific location. Dave just builds one. He builds one to fit the location, fit the hole that he wants to go into. And basically, he just takes a block of foam, shapes it, fiberglasses it, and when he gets the fiberglass sets up, he goes and cuts it in half, carves out all the foam, glasses the two shells, half shells back together. He's got a gas tank. Pretty simple. It's not much to. I mean, anybody that's watched Dave Platt's videos, you sit there, you watch them like, that's pretty simple. I wonder why anybody else has ever thought of that. It's so simple, you wonder why you didn't already know how to do it. He talks, along that same line. The Hawker Hunter is it's a single engine plane. It has a air intake on that side, on each side. So he takes and he builds an intake truck that basically is ducting inside the plane to bring your air intakes down to one engine. And it's just simple procedures, but it's things that. If you haven't seen it before, you'd probably struggle over it for a while until you get it all sorted out. He makes it easy. Some of the things that he covers in this video that apply to any Warbird, shows sliding canopy mechanisms. He shows instrument faces, how he goes on the internet, downloads pictures of instrument dials, sizes them to fit, and then he builds an instrument panel and then puts the instrument faces in there. Finishes them up. Very, very realistic looking instrument panel. I worked on instruments when I was in the Air Force, and I remember when I was watching this video, I was just amazed at how realistic looking his cockpit did look. He builds an ejection seat that is very busy, very detailed. Man, it looks good. It really, really sets off the look of that cockpit.
Yeah.
He shows other things that are useful to the modeler, making fit and perfect fitting hatches, tools to do a specific task. He shows how he makes sanding sticks for shaping various components, nose gear steering, how to rig a nose gear steering, how to make it work, and how to make a door for it. On the construction side, things that people might not necessarily consider for their first model, but something that's very, very important is if you're going to have removable wings, aligning the wing tubes during the construction, because if they're not the same distance apart at the front and the back, well, then they're not going together. If they're already together, you're not going to get them apart. He shows altering retracts. It's a common thing with OO2 birds that the retracts aren't faced or aren't placed properly with the right amount of rake. You can end up with a nose-heavy airplane, kind of like the Spitfires, the common problem with Spitfires. Shows you how to go through and adjust for things like that. Drop tank mechanisms, wingtip lighting, molding, just tons of information that apply to all modeling applications. Conclusion, basically, I think this is probably the most information-packed of all of his offerings, and it's definitely worth the value, the cost of it. I know you've seen it, Mike, and I know you agree with me. It's an incredible.
The interesting thing about his DVD sets, regardless of what the subject is, you can always walk away with something you can use. And anyone who asks, I always tell them, you need to own them all. When they ask which ones they need to get, I'm like, you need to own them all because you can learn something from all of them.
Oh, I agree. To me, his video offerings, if you want to be a modeler, it's just kind of the cost of doing business. Because, yeah. I mean, I've never talked to anybody that has them that doesn't feel that that's the best best example or, the best money that they've spent. They constantly refer back to them. Everybody's always commenting about how they're going back and rewatching videos just to go back and for those details to keep emerging. And plus, on the site, it's not very often that you see anybody put one up for sale.
Yeah.
People that
yeah.
buy them hang on to them.
That's right. That's right. So a couple of quick things before we finish up with this segment. This morning, I went on Matt's morning live show, and he told me he cornered a new phrase. He said he almost went Ron Burg on somebody. Now, I'm not quite sure what that meant, but you know, maybe we can get him to chime in here if he's not, you know, stuffing his face.
Okay, Matt, let's hear it.
I was just simply commenting about how Ron can turn it on or he can turn it off. You know, Ron knows how to, when Ron wants to step into somebody's sandbox, he can do it.
I just got a big kick out of that, though. Yeah. That was just so funny. Yeah.
But Ron,
you know, the
Ron
worst
doesn't
thing in the world is to have somebody like Matt trying to make you a legend in your own time, because I've always heard that if you're a legend in your own time, you probably don't have much time left.
Yeah, well, Ron, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, but hey, it's good hearing your voice tonight. And,
yeah, it's good hearing from you too, man.
That's good. Yeah, that I think you would have handled the nurse at the hospital a lot better than I did the other night. That's all I'm going to say. So,
well, I'm single. Yeah. I could have.
Yeah, you could have. You might not have wanted to, but you probably could have. There you go.
Well, I don't know. That phone was ringing in the background. I bet that was Mama calling to check in with you.
Who knows? Who knows what that was? Yep. Well, Ron, what do you have next week for us?
Well, I'm going to try to finish up that book on plastic injection molding. That's kind of an interesting sounding subject to me. It's you know, the thing about these hobbies like this, especially, you know, with as technical as building these models are getting, there's really no limit to what you can learn. You never stop learning. It's a constant educational process. A lot of neat things to get into.
Well, we appreciate your help, Ron, especially up here at the radio station. So,
yeah, we're going to have to open the University of Berg.
Yeah, the Ron Berg University. Yeah, I like that. I'll teach
that. All right, Ron. Well, thanks for checking in with us and giving us that review tonight. I really appreciate it.
Okay, guys, y'all take care.
Thanks,
Ron. Take care, too. So, Mr. Jolly.
Yes, sir.
Did you finish up your dinner?
I did. It was delicious. And I've had got a nice... nice little, you know, Jack Daniels here, and a little
I'm
bit.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, nice evening tonight. You know, just kind of laid back. So.
Yeah, I hear you. We got a great trivia question tonight.
Do you really? And, I was kind of curious about that. I wasn't sure.
This is really easy. I mean, this is a really simple question. And folks,
I just don't believe it. But okay. Yeah. I don't believe. Let me see. Is it on the rundown sheet here tonight?
It is. It's on the rundown.
I can read
sheet
ahead
right
here
in front of you.
Yeah. Let me see. Okay.
While he's reading that, let's go ahead and start this segment off. This is the Meister Trivia Question segment, and brought to you by Meister Scale. And did you find it?
Yeah. There's no way I would have known that.
You would have.
I don't think so.
Okay, everybody. Now's the time to bring up Google on your computer. Go ahead and pull it up. We'll give you about 2 seconds.
Dust off the shop computer in a hurry here.
That's right. Okay, and tonight, obviously, you get a chance to win. We're going to give away several things tonight. Mm. We're going to give away a bottle of medium Zap CA glue, a bottle of thin Zap CA glue, and an Aero Cinema Preview.
Wow,
DVD.
Preview pack, $39.95 value there. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I looked at that. I pulled it out and watched the DVD. You know, a lot of times when you see things online on your computer watching a video, you really don't appreciate the quality of it until you see it on the big screen.
Yeah.
You know. And the production quality, the sound, I mean, it was just incredible.
Well, here's the cool thing, too. They're ready for home delivery.
Oh, I know.
Have you heard of? Have you heard about this? They're going to be Aero Cinema. We will be available on your TV here in just a matter of weeks. So
that's right.
$9.95 is not. I mean, telling you that you'd pay more than that for a cable channel. And where are you going to find one that has all the stuff we like? So
that's right.
Yeah, good deal. Good deal.
So we're gonna give away one of those preview packs along with the glue. And all you got to do is answer this simple question.
Right.
Okay, and
simple.
Pretty simple. So what you want to do, as soon as we read the question, you want to give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. You can email us too, but, you know, let's come on the air and talk tonight.
Yeah. You want a little music for the trivia question?
Yeah, why don't you give us a little background music here?
Get a little background music here. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
What was the first operational U.S. Navy monoplane fighter? Once again, what was the first U.S. Navy operational monoplane fighter? Very simple question. Give us a call at 478-787-4768. If you know the answer, and you're going to walk away with some free prizes.
There you go.
Be sure and give us a call. And I tell you what, while we're waiting for someone to call, let's talk about some upcoming events.
Yeah, well, you have a caller, Mike. Can you believe it?
We do.
Yeah, I think you do have a caller. Let's see here. Good evening, caller. You're on with the RC Scale Builders Show. Go ahead, please.
Well, good morning. This is Danny Bush from the Midland.
Danny, how are you, my friend?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, fantastic. I'm glad you're able to listen.
Oh, yes. It's a bit early. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, but it's worth it.
Man, you must need some glue really bad. That's all I got to say.
Well, I've been listening to all the podcasts, and I thought it would be nice to listen once a while.
Well, I'm glad that you called in, my friend. It's fantastic to hear from you. So do you know the answer to the trivia question tonight?
Well, I don't know. Google spilled out P-36 pea shooter.
Unfortunately, no. But you're very, very close. I tell you what, since you called in so late, I'm going to give you one more guess.
Oh, my God.
It's a pretty obvious one. Think about it now. Maybe I'll give you a little hint. It was really fat and really ugly.
Really fat and really ugly.
Yeah.
Someone else is calling in, too. Hey, you get the AeroCinema DVD, though, no matter what.
We're going to send you one regardless, Danny.
Cool. Yeah,
just
cool.
For calling in.
Fat and really ugly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Danny.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Danny. Let's grab this other line here, Mike.
All right.
Let's see. I hope you have Danny's address, because we just hung up on
it. I'll get it from him.
Caller, you're on the air with our RC Scale Builders Show.
Hey, good morning. I mean, good afternoon. Tom Jackson, how y'all doing today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You got an answer yet for your question?
Not yet, Todd. Why don't you tell us what it is? What was the first U.S. Navy operational fighter?
The Brewster F-2A?
That's exactly correct.
Yeah, there you go.
Buffalo, I think. Exactly. Brewster F-2A Buffalo.
That's right. Absolutely. You're correct. You've won some glue. Some Zap Blue and a AeroCinema preview pack.
All right.
Tell you what, if you will email me your name and mailing address to live, L-I-V-E, at rcscalebuilder.com, we'll get that out to you this week.
Wow, there you go.
I will definitely do it. I appreciate
Super.
It.
Super. Well, thank you for calling in, and we're glad you're listening.
I'll always do.
All right, super. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Todd.
Thank y'all.
Well, that's pretty good there, Mike.
Yeah.
Good trivia question, as always. And, man, that was great. That was great.
Well, you know, I'm glad Danny Bush was able to call in.
Yeah.
Danny is a regular contributor on RC Skill Builder. And, you know, unfortunately, since we can't, you know, do the show for everyone's convenient time, he lives in Europe. And interesting guy. He's a pilot. He flies international flights and flies into Houston quite a bit. Mr. Ron Berg's met him a few times.
Wow. So. I was trying to help him out with Home on the Range.
Yeah, well, you know.
Right here, guys.
That's right. That's right. You know.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There you go. In the Buffalo Roam and all that good stuff. Yeah, well, do what I can here. Do what I can here.
Well, we're here to give away stuff. But folks, be sure and check out MeisterScale.com for their latest kits. And you know, they do a great job supporting this show and giving us glue to give away to you guys, because you know what, we all love building and so do they.
They're really the glue that keeps the trivia question together, aren't they?
They are the glue of the trivia question. Yeah, that's right.
Bonded together. Boy, that was cheesy. Anyway,
well, look, let's talk about some events. So you want to stay on the air and we'll talk about.
No, you're doing a great job. I'm just going to shut up and let you have some quiet time and talk.
You just want to finish your dinner, don't you?
I already finished my dinner, but this drink is really good, Mike. I hope you have something. I hope everybody has something that can, you know.
Well, let me just say this. I'm really envious that, you know, I got to tell everybody this. Okay, we're just about to do the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we call into the studio and do a sound check. And then Matt puts his wife on the phone, on the line, and then turns around and says that she just brought him this wonderful dish.
Delicious.
And he's going to sit here and eat
King
it.
King Ranch and, you know, chicken, my favorite. Just delicious. King Ranch chicken casserole with the.
Delicious. I'll tell you what. You just had to rub it in, didn't you?
It's good to be the king, Mike. What can I say?
That's right.
It's good to be the king. Yeah. No, delicious dinner, and man, I'm lucky. What can I say?
Well, hey, you know what? This weekend is Warbirds over Atlanta.
Yeah, sure is. You're going to have a busy week.
Yeah. It's going to be a nice weekend, and I know you're going to be at an air show this weekend since you've abandoned the South and moved up north.
You know? I'll be in Martinsburg this weekend. That's for sure. Right.
That's not really the South. You know that, right?
Right. I'll tell that to him and give him your address. See what
that's right.
Yeah, Mike says you're nothing but a bunch of damn Yankees up here. You know, his name is Mike Schulson. Here's his address.
Right? That's right. But seriously, I'm looking forward to this weekend. And, you know, they put on a great fly-in over there. Right. Last year it was a little hectic because I think they got kind of sideswiped with a large number of spectators. But this year I believe they have it all under control. And Dutch Van Kirk's going to be there. Folks, if you are anywhere in the Atlanta area, you need to come by and see Dutch. Dutch was the navigator on the Enola Gay when they dropped the atomic bomb.
He's the last living crew member now, too.
Absolutely. Very nice guy. I had, you know, Matt rubs shoulders with all these bigwigs like that. But, you know, I got to spend about an hour or two with him and talk to the gentleman, and he was a very, very nice man. So it was quite a big deal for me. That was very exciting. But
well, you know, Dutch, and a lot of people don't realize this, but Dutch and Paul Tibbetts and Tom Farabee, they flew so many missions together on the B-17 before they ever set foot in the B-29. And all of that is chronicled not only in, of course, in other history books, but also the 509th Remembered, which is a great
book. That's right.
That's offered for sale on our site, and it's one that if you don't have it in your collection, you need to get it. So
absolutely, yeah. great book. Great book.
I mean, $1 million worth of gold, and you know, that's 1940s prices too, folks. In the back of the B-17 in a top secret mission.
I love some of those stories when he was telling them. That was fantastic,
and he'll tell them to you if you go out to the meet. So head out there.
Yeah. Well, also, folks, we got the Hawks Warbird fly-in coming up September 4th in Hamilton, Ohio. And let's see what else we got coming up here. September 10th and 11th, Warbirds over South Carolina in Easley, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a good one.
And let's see, we've got the Sodbusters fall Warbird fly-in September 17th and 18th in Camden, South Carolina. Our good buddies up there in South Carolina. Nice event. And you had sent me some information about this, and Todd had actually sent me info, too, about the Floyd McCarthy Memorial Fly-In.
Floyd McCarthy Memorial Fly-In.
Yeah, down in Monroe, Louisiana.
I wonder if Bill Crummell will be there.
You know, he probably will. If Bill's not flying too much these days, but you never know. He may show up one of those.
He's shooting guns, isn't he? Isn't that what you told me? Shooting guns now?
Yeah, you know what he's doing? This is kind of interesting. I didn't even know this existed. They have these contests. They're like quick draw contests.
Wow.
Where they stand and they have to draw out the targets and shoot. And, I mean, they dress up in the full attire and everything. It's really, really interesting. But, you know, we're all just a bunch of big boys. You
is
know?
That, is
but,
that like the Star Wars convention where they take the lightsabers out and they do all that stuff? I don't want to say that about Bill Crummell because Bill's a, you know, Bill, he's in a quick draw contest, for God's sake. So
hey, I just got an email from Ron Berg, and he wanted me to tell you that you still owe him a book.
I do owe him a book.
Yeah.
Do I really? Do I owe him a book?
That's what he says.
I thought Bob owed him a book.
I think maybe Bob does.
I think Bob owes him a book. We need to get on Bob, tell him to send that book down to him. Because it's been paid for, I can assure you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we'll do that, Bob. We'll send you a book.
Yeah, we'll get one for him. Yeah. That's no problem. But anyway, so that's kind of what's going on in the RC world. And plus, I don't know, those of you that are listening, if you heard, but unfortunately, Mac Hodges crashed the B-29 again. Mm. Did you get to see the video, Matt?
No, but I'm sure it's all over the place. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, yet. You know, I think something happened because he was doing, you know,
he was low and inverted. That's what happened, Mike.
Well, but listen what happened. You know, he was getting down near the end of the runway, then all of a sudden, the port wing dipped. Wow. And then it went in.
Mm. Mm.
So I don't know if he lost an engine or something happened. I don't know. But it just, I mean, it wasn't that he got disoriented, I don't think.
No,
Mac's too good of a pilot to do that.
He's a great pilot. But, I mean, he was down low and upside down. I mean, yeah, you know, you fly
when
on
you
the
fly
edge,
that way, it's going to happen sometimes. You know?
Exactly. So, I think Ron just Ron Berged me, by the way.
Did he?
I think he did.
I think he did. I think he just Ron Berged you.
I think he just got Ron Berged. I just realized that. But, yeah, we'll send a book. Well, you know, but that's interesting that you bring that up because there's been – and if, we talked about it last week. We talked about the incident with the you know, the guy that was hovering the airplane and actually hit the full-scale airplane.
Right, right.
I had a guy write me the other day, just in fact after this happened, not too long after this happened, and wanted to know about air show safety in the model business. And, you know, I think in Mac's place – there's so much room out there, and you don't see a lot of guys flying toward the crowd. I think they honor a lot of those rules, and the AMA is really good about doing that. And it just goes to show that even with a large aircraft like this, God forbid there's ever an accident with one, like there was this last weekend, nobody got hurt. I mean, it's still pretty safe to be at these air shows. So
You know, and it kind of looked like when the wing dipped, it looked like he drove it into the ground. I don't know if he was losing control of it or whatever, but. It went right into the ground. It wasn't it gently went in.
Well, and, so, and you know that's part of the reason some of the spectators show up to these things. So
yeah, unfortunately,
and Mac always seems to crash in front of a crowd. So
well, you know, you got to respect the guy that has the tenacity he does to continue to rebuild that thing, and you know it'll get rebuilt again.
Now, what did Charlie say? Charlie, his announcer, who is very spirited when he announces. What did Charlie say?
I think it was something like, "Oh Lord, Mac, that's all you heard."
I doubt that's all that Charlie said.
Well, I'm sure that isn't all of it, but that's all that was on the video, you know.
Oh,
so
man.
He's something else, I tell you. But one other quick thing to cover. I just want to tell everybody, the members listening, that I will be sending out the renewals for fourth quarter starting this next month. Actually, I started sending some of them already, but the renewals will be going out, so check your private message inbox for those. And thanks to everyone who supports the site, vendors and members alike. We really appreciate it. And, you know, we got a great community, Matt. And every year this time of year, you really start seeing a lot of activity on the site, and it really reminds me why do this, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think it's a great thing that you're doing. I was just trying to find the Hodges clip here, and I haven't been able to find it.
But, it was over on RCU. I don't know exactly where it was at, but I ran across it over there.
I wanted to hear Charlie start hollering like he does. $75,000 when he hollers and tells everybody the airplane. Oh, Lord, I can already hear him. I love Charlie. He did great. He adds so much to that show when folks see that show.
Yes,
Charlie goes all over the country doing that, but they have a good time. So
they do. You know, those guys are fantastic down there, and they're a great crowd. And if you've never been to Mac Hodges' place, you need to stop by there if you're in the middle of nowhere, Georgia.
If you're out in the middle of nowhere, go by there, and
you're probably close
to Mac's. You're probably just around the corner there. So
that's right. So shifting gears just a minute before we wrap the show up, how are things going up there? How is Matt Jolly acclimating to big city life?
Oh, man, doing great. Doing great. You know where I was at today? The modelers will appreciate this. I was at Gary Velasco's place today, his studio. And, you know, Gary's the world's expert on nose art, and he pulled out some photographs. Gary has an archive. For those of you that don't know, he's written a book called Fighting Colors, which is coming back out now in soft cover. But Gary reproduces panels. He even has a full-size B-24 panel that'll make for you. Just some amazing, amazing artwork and history there in his shop. Yeah. And you walk in, it really blew me away. I mean, it's in an industrial park, but you walk in, and it's like a museum. The first the lobby is unreal. Then it goes down this like walk of fame with Jaeger and Ira Bong, and I mean, just all these, you know, the greatest of the greats in aviation. They're right there on the wall with autographs and with custom made panels that he has. But his archive section is unbelievable, and I just couldn't help but think, you know, what would the value of this be to a guy that's trying to really build a really nice scale model, to have an actual photograph, a wartime photograph of of the airplane they're building, and not just one, but I mean just hundreds. Yes. So we saw some that he had just actually just arrived today, and they are unpublished photographs of Foss. So,
wow.
And the F4U Corsair. But I mean, just some amazing stuff that he has down there, and you're going to hear the story next week. I might play a little bit of it later this week, but
yeah.
Some really cool stuff going on down there. And Gary's just a great guy, but tremendous resource for any modeler. And I told him about that. I said, you know, would you ever consider, you know, doing a nose art reproduction on a giant scale airplane? And he said, absolutely. He said, they ought to just call me. I'd be happy to do it. So, you know, if you ever want to have the best of the best, do it. The guy who actually takes care of the real airplanes, nose art, Gary's your guy. And I wouldn't be afraid to pick up the phone and call him.
Yeah. So,
amazing stuff that he's doing down there. Just amazing stuff.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. Folks like him are really keeping so much of that history alive. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's great to see him so involved with the industry, you know.
Well, and watching him do the process, I mean, any modeler, I think, would appreciate it, because what he's doing, basically, is he's scaling some of this stuff down to put it on panels that guys like you and I can afford, for one, to have in our home as a piece of nice artwork. But, I mean, he's doing a great job with it. And the level of detail that he goes to make sure that he understands the processes, the paints that they used back then. I mean, it's really impressive. Very painstaking detail. You know the picture of Marge, the P-38?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, he was telling me about, you know, he knows Marge, or knew Marge, I should say, and just a great student of history on this. They actually doped the picture on the side of that airplane, because he didn't want, Richard Bong did not want a painted portrait, like a pinup style portrait of Marge on there. So they actually took her college picture and they doped it onto the side of the airplane.
Wow.
So those pictures that you see, it's actually doped on just like you would cover, and they had to replace it several times, but they doped it. They just, you know, they put it right up there on the side of the airplane, and that's how they got it up there.
That's incredible. You
know,
some
of
those stories are so amazing. You know, it's funny. You had done a post on your Facebook page, or on the Warbird Radio Facebook page, about what your dream airplane was, and I'd made a comment about a PBM Mariner. You know, my dad worked on those.
Well, I see. I didn't realize that. I'm thinking Mike just wants to fly around in a fat amphibian, you know.
But you know, I've got some stories that I was told about how some of the planes got their names, and they all had nose art on them.
Right.
Oddly enough, and you know, that part of the Navy is just so different from the rest of it. You know, these guys would fly around. You know, they had the tender, which did the maintenance on the aircraft.
Right.
But the squadron would actually, they'd fly these little, find these little keys and small islands, and they'd harbor and they'd camp there.
Yeah.
And basically, they'd bivouac there on the island or on the key or whatever, and then go fly their missions.
Isn't that amazing? Just
yeah, rarely were they
stories.
At a base.
Yeah,
you know?
Stories like that, and just you know, there's so much history that so many of us miss, but the modeling really brings that to life. You know, Gary's a modeler. I didn't realize that, but he's
I didn't know that either.
Big time into plastic stuff, and neat guy. So you'll be hearing all of that
Super. Here
next week. But City Life, Mike, is going great. It's going really great.
Good.
Now that
well,
I found a place to keep the L2. So,
you did find a place?
I think we did. And get this, it's only an hour and a half away.
Wow, you're knee-deep in cotton, aren't you?
I'm telling you, only an hour and a half away. Yeah, let that soak in for a while. So anyway.
Yeah.
Beats two and a half hours, though.
So, and that's true. Well, good deal. Well, I guess we're going to get out of here. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight, and want to especially thank Bob LeServ for coming on the show and telling us about Laser Design Services. Thanks to our callers, to Todd, to Danny. Danny, I'm glad you called in. I want to mention your name again on the show, and I know it's early in the morning, but whenever you're having insomnia on a Tuesday night, be sure to listen to us.
Well, that was cool, wasn't it? That was
really great. That was really great. So we're glad you're listening. And, of course, if you're going to be at Warbirds over Atlanta, seek me out and come say hello. And we'll be there. We'll have the banner up. So be sure and come say hi.
Yeah, hopefully Mike will be up there sitting with Dutch Van Kirk. So
I hope so. You know, I got to say hello. He probably won't remember me.
I bet he will. Yeah, I bet he will.
Well, that's going to wrap it up, folks. And thank you all for listening again, and be sure and tune in next week. We're going to have another great show, and let me tell you, there are some really cool things coming down the pipe on the site this winter, so be sure and stay tuned.
And we have a big announcement to make tomorrow, too, about a giveaway.
All right.
All I can say is we talked to Gary today
P40,
so there you go.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, thanks again, folks, for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Be sure and check out rcscalebuilder.com, the best scale portal on the website. And otherwise, we'll catch you next week. And just always remember to measure twice and cut once. Good night.